What's going on, Story Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. If you're on my Feel the Beat web radio station at 6 a.m. listening to me, thank you so much for getting up so early and tuning in and support. I appreciate it. If you're listening to me on any of my other 9 platforms, I appreciate you. Thank you for taking time out of your day to press that play button and join me and check out my podcast. If you're new here, I speak about positive things. I'm always going to speak about positivity. The only time you'll catch me talking about negative things is if I'm giving you a story, testimony, something like that. But for the most part, I keep it positive here. So if you just want your daily dose of positivity, come check me out. Press the play button. Thank you to all of my subscribers. I appreciate you all so very much. If you're interested in subscribing, I've lowered the price to $2.99 a month. And I would appreciate it if you join my team. It means so much. So, I'm just going to dive into today's episode, today's topic. It was on my mind. It was really on my mind for half of the day. I was thinking about this. And it's still on my mind. It is 2 o'clock in the morning. I've been taking care of business, doing my schoolwork, and I've come to the end of my day, and it's still on my mind, so let's talk about it. I want to talk about people leaving your life, like ghosting you, or just deciding that they no longer want to be a part of your life. And I know sometimes we get hung up on how many years we've known people. Sometimes we get hung up on titles. Mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, best friend. We get hung up on titles, and people stay longer than they need to in our lives. And for whatever reason, they may decide that your time is up. They no longer want to be a part of your life. And if that situation comes up, you need to learn how, we all need to learn how to be okay with that and just let them go. Don't beg anybody to stick around, because love is not going to be genuine. For example, let's just say your best friend wanted to leave your life. They decided they no longer wanted to be your friend. And because you're so hung up on the relationship, how long you've been friends, you ask them to stay longer. So at this point, if they do decide to stay longer, it's not going to be genuine. It's not going to be real. Okay, let's just say y'all start back being friends, like nothing ever happened. 1 year down the line, they may decide they want to leave again. But you, being so hung up on how long you've been friends and the title, you ask them to stay longer. So now it's beginning to be a pattern. Not only is it a pattern that you don't want to let them go, you have a problem detaching. Not only is that the issue, now the friendship is most definitely not genuine. Because they've decided long ago that they no longer want to be a part of your life. But you couldn't let them go. So the only reason why they stayed was because you asked. You see where I'm going with this? Don't beg anyone to stay in your life. If they want to go, hold the door open. Wish them well. Leave on friendly terms. You don't have to have an attitude or anything, because people decide they don't want to be a part of your life. Just let them go. Free yourself of the heartache and the desperation of this so-called friend that is determined to leave you. Let them go. And my thing is, and this is me personally, I feel like if you're meant for my life, if you are supposed to be here in my life, if you are a real friend, a genuine friend, there's no way that you'll leave me. No matter what happens. No matter if we argue until we can't argue anymore. No matter if we decide to spend a year or two apart. Because of the love that we have for each other and the genuine friendship, we would never leave each other. That is a real friend. And if you have anything other than that, that is not a real friend. There's a part-time friend. The friend may have motives. If someone can just jump ship based off of a disagreement or whatever the reason is, if they can just jump ship and abandon you, that's not your friend. If they can't be honest with you and give you a real reason as to why they keep abandoning you, that is not your real friend. That is a part-time friend. And we should get in the habit of cutting ties with people like that. Don't get hung up on how long you've been friends. Don't get hung up on the titles or any of that. Learn to let these people go. Free yourself and free them and live your life. It's going to be okay. And I truly believe that the Most High will remove people from your life that are not supposed to be in your life. And you have to look at that close. Maybe this is the Most High removing them from your life. Maybe something has come up and it made them decide that they no longer wanted to be there. Maybe that's the Most High assisting you with getting rid of people that mean you no good. People that are not helping you elevate and move to the next level. You have to learn to be okay with that. Stop getting upset and worrying about people that are not worrying about you. Learn to let these people go. And I tell you, I, for years, had this problem of letting people go. People decide that they no longer want to be in my life. And I would just beat myself up and wonder, what did I do? Why were people, you know, leaving? Why were they acting funny all of a sudden for no reason? What was going on? Why did this person cheat on me? Like, what did I do wrong? I used to beat myself up asking all of those questions. But on this journey I've been on, I've learned that all of those people that decided to act crazy, act funny, act different, decided that they no longer wanted to be a part of my life, that was a blessing in disguise, and I just didn't know how to accept it. Clearly, those people were not meant to be in my life. Clearly, they were going to hold me back from moving forward and elevating. Clearly, the Most High was making a way for me when I didn't know any better. And I'm so thankful that over all of these years, when I just didn't know any better, the Most High looked out for me and kept me from situations that could have taken me out of here. Kept me from situations that could have really, really hurt me and broke my heart. The Most High said I was there all the time. You just didn't see me. You didn't know. You knew, but you didn't know. But I get it now. Sometimes as we age, we become wiser and we get a chance to sit back and just think about things that we've done over the years. Things that were not so good. We get older and we sit back and think about it. And we're able to talk about it. Now we're able to reach back and help someone else. The younger generation, maybe. Help them out. Because some of them are going to go through some of the same things you went through. And some of them, you know, they may not have guidance. They may not have anyone to help them out. That's where you step in. Step in and offer your advice. You don't tell anybody what to do. You can offer your advice. And if they decide not to take it, then you've done your part. Move on. But yeah, that's just been on my mind for majority of the day, actually. People jumping ship, not being true, not being real, saying that, you know, they'll always be there, but for whatever reason, when the opportunity presents itself, they're gone. And then they think that it's okay to come back, you know, whenever they feel like it. So you have to put your foot down and let people know that they can't play with you like that. You're not a toy. You're not a game. Your heart, your emotions, your feelings is not a game. They can't come in and out of your life and play games with you. Either you're going to be here or you're not. Plain and simple. So if any of you are out there going through anything like this, just know that better days are coming. Put your foot down and let these people know that you just cannot keep coming in and out of my life and playing games. Mature people talk about situations. They communicate. You know, if something is bothering you, something is going on, that's when you sit down and have an adult conversation and work it out. However, some people are not mature at all. They do not know how to communicate effectively. The only thing they know how to do is run. When things get hard, when it gets hot in the kitchen, they run. Like you don't have feelings. Free yourself and the burden and the drama and the stress of dealing with grown, immature people that are stunting your growth, holding you back clearly, not taking care of their mental or yours, and not taking care of the friendship or relationship. Speaking to someone today on this. I know that this was not just dropped in my spirit for no reason. I'm sure someone needed to hear this on today. And please don't think that you're a bad person or beat yourself up if you decide to stand up for yourself and put your foot down. Don't think you're a bad person. First love is self-love, and you have to make sure that you're okay completely, mind, body, and soul. You have to make sure you're whole, and it's impossible to be whole when you're lending yourself to other people and allowing them to play with you in your heart, your mind, your spirit. That's so wrong on so many levels, but you know, people do it. They do it. A lot of people are fighting their own battles. They have things going on internally that, you know, you probably don't even know about. But the signs are there. You know, sometimes when we love people, we miss a lot of signs. We don't see it until the end. We don't see it. But always put yourself first. No matter what's going on. No matter who it is. If it's your own parents, put yourself first. You matter. These people may be important to you, but you matter. And how you feel matters. And I can speak on this because this was me for many years. Many, many years. That's part of being a people pleaser and just trying to make sure everyone else is okay. Putting myself last, not really worrying about me. Constantly saying, oh, I'm gonna be okay. I'm not worried about me. I just want to make sure everybody else is okay. No longer will I do that. No longer should you do that. Put yourself first. If it's something you want to do that's positive, do it. Don't let anyone hold you back, talk you out of it, or any of that. Do what makes you happy, what makes you smile. Do what makes you thrive in this life. Do what makes you feel whole. When you wake up in the mornings, of course, give thanks, be humble, enjoy taking breaths, deep breaths. You made it to another day. Enjoy walking around, moving your limbs freely because you don't have to have assistance. Moving around. You could just move around on your own. You can walk on your own. You're not in a wheelchair. You don't have crutches. You don't have a walker. You're able to move about. In your mind, you're in your right mind. You don't need anyone to speak for you or help you because you're forgetting things. You're in your right mind. Give thanks and be humble, because so many people that didn't wake up like that. There's so many people that would trade places with you in a minute. So many people that wish they could move around freely with no help. They wish they could put their own clothes on. They wish that they could think for themselves. But they can't. And you have the opportunity to do all of those things, and you choose not to be humble and thank the Most High or universe or whoever you thank. How could you not give thanks? I'm telling you, on today, if you have not been doing that, you should. You should always start your day out like that. It's gonna automatically put you in a positive space. Speak positive things over your life. Get in that mirror when you're washing your face and brushing your teeth. Tell yourself that you got this and that you are amazing. You're unstoppable. And you're going to go for your goals and your dreams, no matter who doesn't like it. Tell yourself that you're beautiful. Even if you don't think you are, you should think that you are. If you don't think you are, what makes you think someone else is going to think you are? How about you not care what other people think? Let's start there. Don't care about what other people think about you. What matters is what you think about yourself. So love on yourself. Pat yourself on the back. If you're going to a job that you don't like, you can fix that. You can change that. Make steps to do things that you want to do. And one day you'll be able to leave that place. Make steps, baby steps. Don't jump out there and do too much, too fast. That's where a lot of people mess up. Research is key when you're planning out your life. Research some things. Where do you want to live? What do you want to do? Look those things up. Read about them. Claim them as if they're already yours. Speak it into existence. Picture yourself already there. You're already walking into that job that's yours. What kind of clothes are you going to wear to that job? Picture yourself with that suit on. Those high heels. Those nice shoes. Pants, skirt, whatever you want to wear. Picture yourself walking in that door. You have your own office, you say? Picture yourself walking in your own office. Are those your certificates and achievements on the wall? Imagine it. Picture it as if it's already happening. And I guarantee you, it's going to be yours. Take baby steps to get to where you're trying to go. Be humble on your way there. Be positive on your way there. Don't knock other people down. Lift other people up. Don't just speak positive over your own life. Spread that out. Positivity and love for everyone. That's what I need for you to do. And if you get in the habit of doing those things, you're going to be like a magnet. You're going to draw so much love and so much positivity into your life. You're going to draw that dream career. I'm not just going to say job, that dream career into your life. That's what you're going to do. It's already yours. I want you to block out all negativity. Everyone around you in your life that's not being positive, they're not motivating you, they're not helping you elevate, they're not speaking life into you. If they're not like-minded, you have to cut them off. You have to let them go. They're only going to block your blessings. They're going to block you from your path and where you're headed. And me personally, I want to see everyone succeed. There's not a hate bone in my body. I don't hate anyone. Even the people that have really, 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 really hurt me, I don't hate them at all. As a matter of fact, I love them. But I have boundaries. I can't be around them. I can love you from afar. I don't love what they did. I don't love how they made me feel, but I still have love in my heart for all of the people that hurt me and hated on me at the same time. Nothing but love here. You're going to get back what you give out. So I'm always going to give out that love, that positivity. I'm going to spread light. I'm going to do all the things because that is what I am receiving in this season of my life. No more negativity. No more people holding me back, holding me down. This is my winning season and I'm thriving. And I want you to thrive as well. And the only way you can do that is being in a positive space. Having a positive mindset at all times. Even on days when you just feel like crying and giving up, go ahead and get those tears out. You got to get them out. Let them go. Let them go. Get them out. When you get them out, don't cry about that no more. Let it go. Let it go. And just know that the Most High has you. The Most High has your back. All you got to do is ask for help, ask for strength. And there you go. You're going to make it. All right? And I hope this episode was meaningful. I hope it helped you. I hope it motivated, uplifted, and encouraged you on today. I just want you to know that you can do anything in this life that you want to do. Regardless if you have people telling you that you shouldn't do whatever. Don't let anyone have a say-so over your life. If it makes you happy and it's positive, have faith and jump out there and do it. Life is too short to just be trapped in a box and not expanding your wings and flying. Spread your wings and fly. And know that you are amazing. I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And guess what? Yeah, you guessed right. I love you too. And I will see you all in the next episode.